Thanks for joining us for the Liberty Church Podcast. We pray that this message inspires you to change the world around you. For more information about Liberty Church, you can visit us at libertyofomaha.com. Thanks again for joining us, and have a great day. Spirit of the Lord says, shine. I'm shining on you for a purpose and a reason. Do not be ashamed of it. Shine, my daughter. He says, shine, my daughter. The way that I see you is beyond your words, beyond what you can imagine. I've shined on you so that you can shine to others. Do not be ashamed of it, because I am not ashamed of you, said the Spirit of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And just like a mirror, take that shining light. Thank you, Father. Magnify it in ways beyond what you can see or what you can know. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I just come to you right now, Lord. I just thank you for my brother, my sister, Lord. I just pray right now that you would strengthen them, lift them up, Lord. We just thank you for the anointing that is on them, God. What an honor and privilege it is to know them, to minister beside them, Father. And Lord, we thank you, God, for what you're doing in their life. And we thank you, God, that a win in their life means a win in our lives. We just walk with them, Father. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You agree with that today, church family? Amen. Amen. All right. Well, it's going to be a little crazy today. Turn your Bibles to Matthew chapter 9, and we're going to get into something. I believe the Spirit of the Lord has brought a prophetic word for you all right now, and we're going to look into it. We're going to dig into it. This is not in my message, but the Holy Spirit just brought this just now to me. And I think I shared this with Corey as well, but the Spirit of the Lord just spoke to me probably about a month ago for my life, just a promise that I need that the harvest is alive in 2025. And the Spirit of the Lord brought me specifically to Matthew chapter 9 today in verse 36 and 37 and 38. And it says, when he saw the crowds, this is Jesus, he had compassion on them. Why did he have compassion on them? Because they were confused, they were helpless, and they were sheep without a shepherd. And what does he say to his disciples? The harvest is great, but the workers are few. So pray to the Lord who is in charge of the harvest. Ask him to send more workers into his field. And this is what the Spirit of the Lord says to you, church family. Listen and see today that the harvest is alive in 2025. Look side to side, front to back right now. Because those that are around you are looking to you. They are helpless. They are confused. They are without a shepherd. And God has called you to be their shepherd. Will you do it? Will you step in? Will you hold your staff and will you be a shepherd? And do not be afraid. Because I have graced you for this very time. In fact, do not be afraid, but be excited. Do not be just excited, but be joyous. Because I am the Lord and I have called you into something great. And because the harvest is alive in 2025, you will see great things. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for that word. We praise you today. We thank you that that harvest is coming into fruition. And more than that today, God, we just thank you so much for the honor and the privilege of being a part of that. Who are we that you would call us to that? Who are we that you would call us to that? We thank you for that, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. If you're going to heed to that call, say amen. I'm going to heed that call. Amen. Is God good today? Amen. Amen. I'm going to share this scripture too because I think it goes with it. Chris Adelman actually. What a man of God. He shared this probably about a month ago. Proverbs 10, verse 5, a wise youth harvests in the summer. Praise the Lord. Go harvest, baby. Go get out there and harvest. Amen? Amen. Are y'all ready to harvest? I love harvest season. I love harvest season. I love alfalfa when it gets harvest. It smells good. Right? There's something special about that. Harvest season is upon us, church family. Amen? All right. Let's see here. Well, we'll get into this word. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. I got to get there too, so give me a minute. Hebrews chapter 10. Pastor Mercedes received from the Holy Spirit just five pillars for our church family this year, and one of those is a church that would go with the Holy Spirit. Amen? A church that would go with the Holy Spirit. And so we're going to dig into that some today and what that looks like for us. How many of you know that we are a body? Amen? We're a body of Christ. Here in this place today, we are a body of Christ. In fact, we're a part of even a bigger body, the whole world body of Christ. Amen? And God has called us to be a part of that. It is important to recognize and understand that. And so later on, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But as the body, what is it that we are going to do? As a part of the body, what are you going to do? We're going to look at this again, but it's so funny. I love how it talks about in the Bible. It would be weird if the body was just one big ear. I was like, God has a sense of humor. I mean, I was just like, can you just, I just think that's funny. I mean, I just see a giant ear with like, you know, I don't know if it'd be like a veggie tail, like no hands, no feet, you know, or if it'd be kind of like Gumby feet, you know what I mean? Gumby legs, you know, and arms that kind of like, anyway, I don't know. Get a weird view into Brandon's weird mind, but anyway, make you laugh today at least. Hebrews chapter 10, let's go to verse 19. Verse 19, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter heaven's most holy place because of the blood of Jesus. By his death, Jesus opened a new and life-giving way through the curtain into the most holy place. And since we have a great high priest who rules over God's house, let us go right into the presence of God. With sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm. For God can be trusted to keep his promise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another, especially now that the day of his return is drawing near. Praise the Lord. Well, let's break this down. Let's look at this. And it says, so dear brothers and sisters, we can boldly enter. Boldly, boldness. Boldness there means free, fearless confidence, cheerful courage. I love that. Cheerful courage. You know, when we have this fun routine at our house, we live in a split level, and so when we're coming down to the garage and Rosabella, my 3-year-old daughter, is following behind, when I get to the bottom, I better turn around, because once she gets to the third step, she's jumping, baby. She does not ask permission anymore, all right? She did for a while. She's not anymore, all right? And by the grace of God, I have been ready. But what I love about it is this. She is this. This is a really beautiful picture of what this word boldness here means, all right? Because Rosie, in that, she's totally free. She has a complete fearless confidence. And she's doing, when she's doing it, she's laughing too. You know what I mean? She's totally cheerful about it. She's just like, ah, you know what I mean? And any of us that have ever seen that or been that kid, I've been that kid too, we understand what that looks like and what that means. And I want you to, I want that to get in your heart today. Because that's what God has called us to do when it comes to his most holy place. That we can run in boldly with a cheerful courage. We can run in just like a kid and just like I'm thinking God's like, just come on in, run amok, you know? Just run around and start, you know, like have you ever seen a kid just run into a room and they're just, okay, maybe it was just me, because I'm like one of those kids, right? But you just come running in, you're just like, there's circles all the way around. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. And God delights in that. He loves that. He's like, just come into my, don't worry. I've already made a way, all right? You don't have to, like, jump through a bunch of hoops. You don't have to. All I want is you just to come in with that childlike faith and just say, come on, come get it. Just be in my presence. Be in your dad's presence. Be in your Abba's presence. Just be in that presence. Run around in circles. Be crazy. I don't care. I'm cool with it. I just want you to be. I want you to feel so free that you feel like you can run around in circles. I want you to feel so free that you can just be you. Amen. It goes on to say, the most holy place. This is a sacred place to God, which cannot be profaned. It cannot be profaned. And before Jesus, the temple was a place that only priests were allowed to be in, only chosen people. It says in the word that when Moses would go in the tent of meeting, he would come out literally glowing from the presence of God. If you've never read that, you should read that. That blew my mind the first time. I was like, whoa, that is cool. That's cool. He'd come out, he'd just be glowing. And it said the Israelites knew something had been going on. You remember David, his mighty men? David would go away and be with the Lord. When he would come back, it said the men knew something was about to go down. You can read it throughout the Bible, whether it was in the tabernacle or even Old Testament people that we read about that understood on a deeper level what it meant to have true relationship with God, that when you're in the presence of God, it changes you. Amen? It changes you. And when Jesus came, he broke the veil, it says. There's literally a veil in the tabernacle between the most holy place and everybody else. You couldn't go past that. You're not allowed. You could not commune with God. And when Jesus took his final breath on the cross, the earth shook. Amen? The earth shook. It said that people came out of their graves. What? What? Ooh. Everybody at the foot of the cross said, oh no. Oh boy. Some said, praise God. And the veil tore. Praise the Lord. And so when that happened, we now, because of Jesus, can come freely into his throne room. Anytime, any place. How many of you are in his most holy place this morning? How many of you are still in his most holy place this morning? How many of you get in his most holy place in your car? Somebody's like, that sounds dangerous. It can be. Sometimes you got to pull over. I got in his most holy place last night in our bedroom. And I turned on some worship music, man, and God was just moving. And I was like, this is like, how amazing a God we serve. How amazing a God that we serve, that at any, we just say, God, just, and he's just so, like, he's so there. He didn't have to do any stretching or warm-ups, you know what I'm talking about? He just comes in with full power. Whatever you need, I got you. I love that about God. You ever feel like you kind of got to warm up? You know, you come into Sunday morning service, you're like, okay. That's not a stretch. What do I do? Okay, you kind of like start to, I'm going to do this first. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, yeah, I'm going to, you know. Now we're here, right? There's no right or wrong way to praise God. I'm just saying, sometimes, you know what I'm talking about. Maybe it could be a lot of different things, but we come in sometimes. But God is so good. He can't not be who he is. Isn't that good news? All right? We change. The facts in life, they change, but God's word does not. Praise the Lord. God's word does not. Who he is cannot change. He's always a good, good father. He's always our Abba. He's always our King. He's always our Savior. He's always our healer. He's always our comforter. Those are the things that he longs to be. He's just waiting for his children to come in. Amen. It goes on to say, in verse 22, let us go right into the, I love that. Go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts. That's important because that's about us. Go in with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. What does sincere mean? It means truthful. You know, don't try to cover something up. Sometimes I wonder, you remember Adam and Eve? And Adam and Eve, they messed up. And what is their first thing that they do? They go hide. They hide. And God finds him. He's like, Adam, what'd you? He's like, it was Eve. He goes, Eve, what? It was a serpent. How different would that have been in a moment if they came with sincere hearts, right? If they ran to the King and just said, Father, I don't know what we were thinking. We messed up. I'm so sorry. I'm not here to tell you theologically whether it be different or not. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying it's a very real thing that we see. And we see what it produced in their life. It instantly severed them because of their unsincere hearts, their desire to make it themselves. Sincere hearts means I come before you, God, knowing I do not have it all together. And these are the things that I'm struggling with. You know it all. You got it. You know. Like, I don't have to tell you because you know everything. But I'm just laying it before you, letting you know. I'm coming before you with a completely open heart. And there are layers to that. You know, you'll find in your relationship with God that there'll be times where like, man, I didn't even know I was struggling with this, but I am, the Holy Spirit is convicting me of that. There's power in the presence of God because the Holy Spirit brings that conviction. Not condemnation, I didn't say that. I said conviction. Conviction comes from the Holy Spirit, and conviction tells us, hey, that's not okay. That's not right. That's not of me. Let's fix it. And then we, as human beings, we have to choose then, are we going to listen to the Holy Spirit or listen to ourselves? And when we listen to God, he begins to transform, all right? Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. The word liberty there literally means to transform. Praise God. Transform. Transform. The Spirit of the Lord transforms us. Transformation is freedom. Amen. Amen. Sincerity. And now we come to verse 24. And this is for us as a body. Let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. I love that. That's good stuff right there. Motivate. King James says to provoke. Yeah. Somebody's like, oh, poke the bear. Okay, I can do that. This is the value of gathering in the house of God, like we're doing today. This is the value of the local church and why it's so important. Because when you get together, you can be motivated by each other to do. What does it say? What does it say? Acts of love and good works. That's just too practical. That's just too easy. Come on. Come on. That's just too easy. Isn't that good? I love the Word of God. It's simple, all right? Now, we as human beings, we like to complicate stuff, all right? But God, He gives it to us so simple. Isn't that good? It says, hey, why don't you gather together? Why don't you provoke each other? Why don't you motivate each other? All right? Why don't you encourage one another to do acts of love and good works? How does that happen in this room? I don't know, but I know it happens, right? I know it happens because when I'm around you all, I'm like, man, I just see Jesus. I just come into a room and see Jesus all over the place. Praise the Lord. And you see all of these different personalities. There's an anointing on each and every one of us that is different to each and every one of us. And when you see it move and work, you're like, praise God. Woo! Like, I would have never seen that, but they saw that. I would have never done that, but they're doing that. Praise God. I want to get mine. I want to do it. I want to be a part of it. And you ever been to like a, I would think of Pastor Jim, and I would go to basketball games. We would go to basketball games like, you know, maybe like of like our high school students in our youth ministry, you know, or different family members. We'd go to basketball games, and I'll never forget Pastor Jim. He, like, literally the family would be like, you sit over there, we'll all sit over here. Because Pastor Jim's over here, he's like, the dude could not sit still, right? He's like yelling at the ref. Like, what did he want to do? He wanted to get out there, and he wanted to play. Give me the ball. At the bare minimum, get this doofus calling himself a coach out of here so I can do something for real with these boys. All right? Like, you know what I'm talking about? I'll never forget that. That was like my favorite thing. And I thought it was awesome, right? Because I had never seen it before, you know? And Mark's like, Dad, stop it, you know? But that's what the community of believers should be doing for each other. Amen? See, what it does is like, oh, I want to get out there. I want to get out there. I saw that, and I wanted to go do that. Somebody was talking about going to Walmart and, like, just start praying for somebody. I want to do that. That sounds pretty crazy. That sounds pretty cool. Let's do it. You start hearing testimonies. That's why it's important, too, to share your testimonies. Sometimes we feel like, hey, I don't want to sound prideful. I don't want to be arrogant. And, yeah, you shouldn't be prideful, and you shouldn't be arrogant. True, okay? But also, there's power in your testimony, all right? So if you come with a humble heart, all right, and express those things and tell those things, that's a great place to be. Testimonies are incredible in the house of God, all right? And the simplest of testimonies are almost always the most profound testimonies. I will tell you that, too. God moves in the simple. He does. He moves in the simple. Think about Jesus' ministry. What did he do? He started very simple things. And then he just, it's like all hell literally breaks loose. Amen? Did you hear me today? Little simple thing, and then all of hell starts freaking out in the Bible. And it's like, what is happening? And the disciples are like, whoa, Jesus is starting to talk like that again. You guys got to get ready. It's about to get crazy. It's about to get nuts. Motivate each other. In verse 25, let us not neglect our meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another to come together. It's important. And on a consistent, regular basis, it's important because of what it does. And also, this is super pivotal and important, all right? Also, what it does for others. Did you hear me today? Because it is really easy to come to church for you, okay? But church is not just about you. It's about others, too. It's about encouraging others. It's about gathering together, all right? And if we all just come together to hear a message, all right? I mean, God did not call us together just to come hear somebody speak. God called us together today to change and to get out of here and start playing and doing, all right? Church is a breeding ground for what God's going to do during the week, amen? All right? That's what it needs to be. That's what it should be. And if God's going to be in it, that's what it's going to be, all right? And if you come here for encouragement yourself, that's great. But just also understand, God is calling you to participate as well. And I love that we serve a God that even when we're broken, God can still use us. Actually, he is in the business. He is always in the business of using people that are broken. I mean, he did historically in the Bible. And he took people that were broken and said, come on. Let me show you how to do it. Let me show you. Peter, come here. You crazy, crazy man, you. Get over here. Hey, you're going to do some crazy stuff. You're going to do some crazy awesome stuff. You're going to do some crazy stupid stuff. But I'm going to be here, baby. I'm going to be here the whole way through, start to finish. Why? Because I that started a good work in you will complete it until the day I return. Amen. 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 Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 1. I got this new Bible, and it's awesome. I love it. But the chapters are like right next to each other because the pages are so big. So they fit like the whole book of the Bible in two pages. So I flip like, not used to it. I'm like, phew, and I'm like, wow, I'm in Malachi. That was amazing. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's read 3 through 7. And Paul's speaking here of how to keep our faith. How to stay strong in our faith, all right? He says, Timothy, I thank God for you, the God I serve with a clear conscience, just as my ancestors did. Night and day I constantly remember you in my prayers. I long to see you again, for I remember your tears as we parted, and I will be filled with joy when we are together again. And I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. That's really powerful, all right? Before we move on, because that's a generational faith. Come on, somebody. All right. Paul says this. He knew his grandma and his mom and the same faith that they had, he had in them. That's powerful. All right. When we talk about legacy, all right, what you pass down into your kids, you can pass down faith as well. Come on, somebody. Praise the Lord. Amen. Verse 6, this is why I remind you. This is why. So it's important to understand why is Paul saying this? He's saying it because of what he has seen in Timothy, okay? He has seen faith in Timothy, okay? He's seen a great faith in Timothy. He's seen that same kind of faith in his mom and his grandma. He has seen it, and this is why he is saying this. Okay? This is why I remind you to fan into flames the spiritual gift God gave you when I laid my hands on you. Praise the Lord. Let's just look at that, fanning in flames. What does that mean? It means to rekindle and resuscitate. Praise the Lord. I love that. Rekindle and resuscitate. Have you ever tried to keep a fire going for a long period of time? You ever tried to do that before? Anybody? Nobody ever made a fire? Come on, where are my Cub Scouts at? Come on now. You ever try to make a fire and keep it going for a long period of time? It's a chore. And as soon as you think you got it all good and you walk away, you come back and it can be dead. And you're like, what happened? As soon as you think, oh, I'm good. I put more than enough wood on it. It's going good. You leave for 15 minutes. You come back. You're like, what is going? What? You chose the wrong wood. All right. So some of it is incompetence. We've just learned. All right. So. Praise the Lord. Yes. Some of it is user error. Oh, man, but that's going to go so good into this, Mr. Ralph. Praise the Lord. Because what he's saying is, just keep on stoking that fire, baby. All right? What Paul is saying, you got to fan into flame what you've already got. I've seen the faith. I've seen the gift. I've seen what God is doing in you. And if you're not careful, it'll go out. So you better fan that, baby. All right? You better always be rekindling that, resuscitating. Stoke that fire, baby. Always be doing that. Always get the right wood, right? Don't be using that wet wood. Don't be using that whatever you're doing, Brandon. Figure it out, all right? Go get something better and start making that thing burn. And that's so good for us. Every single person in this room has an anointing. And with that anointing comes gifts, spiritual gifts, specific to you. No one is exempt from that unless you choose to be. And if you've chosen to be, you're pardoned. Step into what God has given you. Amen? Right now. All right? Not tomorrow. Right now. Right now. Somebody need to hear that. Right now. Right now. None of this, hey, I don't know. I don't know if I, no, right now. Just step into it. All right? Right now. God's not ashamed of you. Oh, man. God's not ashamed of you. He loves you so much. He is so excited about you. He's up in heaven. He's like, Gabriel, get over here. Something's about to get crazy. Check out this little person. Sometimes I vision him like putting a little, his like finger down and just like, boom, and it's like a little spotlight. It's like, opens up like a player, like a movie, so he can just watch it up close. Weird mind, I get it. But, you know, he just loves you so much, he'll pay attention to just you. Praise the Lord. That's for somebody today. And hold on a sec here, just a minute, sir. And it says, verse 7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, timidity, but a power, love, and self-discipline. Praise the Lord. Why is that coupled with that? That's wild. Come on, somebody. That's a very famous scripture. What does it say? For God has not given us a spirit of fear, and timidity, but of power, love, and self-discipline. It's coupled with that scripture. The flames. Fan the flames. I'm going to submit to you today that there is probably nothing in your life, any situation, any problem that could not be fixed by more power, more love, or more self-discipline. Come on, prove me wrong. I will guarantee you, any problem, any situation, anything that you're going through right now, more love, more power, and more self-discipline, boom. It will get fixed. And it is coupled with what? Fan the flame. Fan the flame. Fan the flame. Put some more wood in that, baby. Let's see how crazy we can get that fire. Let's see how monstrous we can get that fire. Let's see what we can get going in that. What kind of fuel we can get going in that fire. Amen. So we have to walk into that. We have to step into that. When God calls us to do something. Because I think, you know, we're like, oh, how do I fan the flame? What does that look like? Well, when God tells you to do something, for starters, just go be obedient. That's a really good place to start. And sometimes if you're like me, sometimes you're like, well, is that God or was that the pizza I ate last night? Right? Let's just be real, okay? Or was that like some, was that out of like left park? Like left park? Left field? There we go. Left park's really far away. But like, what's going on? Like, is that God or what? Well, I would submit this to you. If you really want to learn to fan that flame and to do it, you just kind of got to start stepping out and doing it. And this is scary for some of us, but this is real. Sometimes it's going to be you. Sometimes it's going to be God. And the more you do it, the more that you'll determine, oh, that was just me. That was God. And the way that you can tell it was God is when it gets way bigger than you, baby. When you're like, well, I did not, whoa. That was wild, you know. And if you're like, well, wonder if I do something that's me and it messes something up. That's a big question we have. Well, the best way to test it is if you feel like it's, you're like, I don't know if this is from God or if it's from me. Just line it up with the Word of God. God's not going to tell you something that's contrary to His Word. All right? It's really important to understand that. And so if you're like, well, God, I feel like maybe God's telling me to go pray for that person. Okay? Well, let's just say it was you. Maybe it was the PTA last night. Let's just say. All right. If you go pray for that person, is that going to hurt anything? No. All right. And out of that obedience, all right, see, God will still refine that. Praise the Lord. He'll still recognize, like, you're trying to hear my voice. You're trying to draw closer to me. You're doing something about it. You're out there playing. And, oh, baby, I'm going to refine that. And you will see, even when you step out in those moments, God will still move. Praise God. He will. Because that's faith, and God will always bless and follow your faith. That's who He is, all right? Then that brings the other question, all right? If it lines up with the Word of God, then you better know the Word of God. We don't like that part, because that involves work. Well, if you want power, love, self-discipline, and more of that in your life, well, we have a recipe for it here. God literally tells us how to do it, okay? So what does that mean? Any of us can participate. So that means we need to get in our Word on a daily basis, consistently. Proverb of the day is a great place to start. Don't stop there, all right? Because that's just a piece of the Bible, right? If you've never read your Bible, read the Gospels, okay? Read Acts, all right? Read the Gospels because it's Jesus' story. Then read Acts because this is the early church and crazy stuff happens. So if you're like, what? What is happening right now? What is happening? Those are good places to start. And then when you get done with that, come talk to us. And we'll give you some more places. And why do I say come talk to us? Because we are shepherds at this church, all right? Myself, Pastor Cherry, Pastor Mercedes, Pastor Colin, Pastor Deborah, Pastor Jim, we've been called to be here for you, all right? And Pastor Mike, thank you so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so come to us and we'll talk to us where you're at in your life, where you're at in your walk with God. And I believe the Holy Spirit through that will give divine intervention of, hey, this go here. And I'm going to tell you right now, God can totally do that, just you and Him, all right? You don't need us for that. I'm just saying, if you need help, we're here. All right? Cool. I hope I explained that well. If I didn't, Holy Spirit, Just speak clearly. Amen. Amen. All right, let's just take a moment. Do this with me. Everyone, close your eyes for just a moment. And this is, I know this is going to be weird, but maybe just go along with it anyway. Can you raise both your hands? Okay. And this is just between you and God. But today, if you do not believe in God, or maybe not even that, if you do not believe that God loves you, put down your right hand. If you do not believe that God loves you, just put your right hand down. And if you don't think that God can use you, put your left hand down. Just for a moment, everybody, just take a moment. Let's just pray into this for just a moment. The Bible is very clear that this gift is for everyone. Jesus said, it's important that I leave because I'm going to send you the Holy Spirit, the helper. The Bible says that the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Power will come. When the Holy Spirit comes upon you, power will come. And that is free for everyone. That is free for everyone. So if you put your hand down, I just want you to know right now, that's a complete lie from the enemy that wants to hold you down, wants to bridle you, wants to try to stop you from being used by God. Because the Holy Spirit, all he needs is an open vessel to say, I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how you can use me because I'm broken. But I am willing to be that. And when you do that, the Holy Spirit will move through you. And we learn very quickly, it's not about us being perfect. It's about us being open. It's about us being open. I want you all to keep your eyes closed for just a moment. But I just want you to know, almost everybody's hands were all up, all right? You can put your hands down. You can open up your eyes for just a moment. And why do I do that today? Well, one of two reasons. Because I believe the Holy Spirit just wanted to speak to some people today. The other reason was this. I wish you could have seen all the hands. And you might be like, Brandon, why didn't you let me look? Well, you know what? You should have peeked. You know, you should have broken the rules, all right? I just want you to think about that for a minute. All these hands up in this room. All these hands up. If everybody came on a Sunday morning with a stoked fire, come on, somebody. Okay. If everybody came with a fire that's more stoked than Saturday night, come on, somebody. Some of you right now in your chair are being called to come earlier to church to start praying. And I'm telling you right now, do it. It's from God. All right. God's going to bless it. Okay. God's going to bless. Some of you are being prompted to do that or have been. And stop denying that. That's the Holy Spirit. And he's gifting you a moment to bring you closer to him. And he's asking you to just be obedient. And as you're obedient, you better watch out. All right, the fire is about to engage, okay? So stoking your fire, all right? What does that look like, all right? Okay, I'm going to go real quick to this last part. Let's go to 1 Corinthians. You know what? We're just going to pray. Let's just do this. We don't need to go there. Thank you, Father. We just praise you today. We thank you for your presence in this place today. It is just so palpable today. We know that your presence is here, and your presence brings truth. Right now, you're working on hearts right now, Father, and we thank you for that. We thank you that you're calling us to something deeper, Father. We thank you that you have been calling us to something deeper, Lord. You've been calling us to something so much deeper, Father. In our own personal relationship with God, you've been calling us to do something deeper. On a weekly basis, you say, hey, just come in, come deeper, come deeper, come deeper. And we want to respond to that. We want to be purposeful in our ways and what we're doing. And if anybody in this room today, you say, man, the relationship with God that you're talking about, I want that, all right? I don't know what it is, but I want that. I want you to know today that it is so open to anybody. There is nothing special about me. In fact, there's a lot wrong with me. There's so many things wrong, all right? In fact, if you could look at my rap sheet, you might be appalled, okay? But by the grace of God, the freedom that he has brought me in my personal relationship with God, my life is brand new. The Bible says that I am a new creation, born again in him. And that's free for anybody in this space today. So if you're in the room today and you're like, that's the Jesus I want. That's the Jesus I want. You just lift your hand and say, that's me today. Anybody in the room today? I want to give anybody a chance to do that today. Praise the Lord. Anybody in the room? Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to assume we're all Christians in the place today. I believe today what the Holy Spirit is calling us to do is to go deeper. Just deeper. Deeper. The word of the Lord is simple. And deeper looks different for a lot of people. It could look like time. It could look like sacrificing something for God. It could look like fasting. It could look like a lot of different things. But I believe that the Holy Spirit has been prompting people, and I want you just to know the Holy Spirit is saying, just do it. See what I will do. 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 Just see what I will do. Thank you, Father. We just worship you today. We praise you today. We thank you, God, for who you are. We celebrate your power. We celebrate your love. And we celebrate the self-discipline that you bring to us, Father. We fan the flame today. We fan the flame. We stoke it today, God. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you, God. We're going to celebrate in this place. We're going to play a song.
Thanks again for joining us for the Liberty Church podcast. If you have prayer requests, you can always email those prayer requests at prayer@libertyofomaha.com. And we love to hear your praise reports. Email those at amen@libertyofomaha.com. For more information on Liberty Church, visit us at libertyofomaha.com. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day.